RK Mobile. Hey, sorry, no audio for that. RK Mobile, the title key. Is this you, Dan? Are you an Akiak? Okay, real rough copy on that. Is there a better repeater to try? I didn't catch that. Which repeater? Okay, I'm gonna try some other ones. E-E-E-R-K. Is that Mackinac?
Here, this should be better.
Oh yeah, much better. How come when I come up here, the only people I can get on the radio are folks from downstate.
I'm just lucky, I guess. Yeah, I steered my one all-star note over here real quick, so it's a lot easier to talk to the node and get into the system than it is apparently getting into the 7-4 this morning.
Real good. Well, I spent the night in Petoskey, and I'm on my way now to Eagle Harbor in the UP. I've got some things to do. And a funeral on Saturday for a good friend. He and his wife built a house outside of Eagle Harbor. I'm going to DC today, so it's here 6 hours and 1 minute from Petoskey to Eagle Harbor. And I'm going to try and get across the bridge before I get my coffee.
Okay, well, sorry to hear about your friend there. Yeah, we were in Buffalo last weekend for a week and a funeral. And my mother-in-law's cousin passed away. You know, them and the missus were tight. It was rather unexpected. So we actually wound up cutting our trip up here the week before short. type in my password into the work computer there. Cut the trip up here short the last time to drive south, drop the dogs off at home, and head to Buffalo. So unfortunately, my temperature-sensitive work up here with outdoor staining and some stuff like that didn't get completed. I just needed one more day, so we're back up till Sunday.
How come you guys aren't on the Zoom call this morning?
How come we're not on it? I don't know. I didn't think of it. And I'm mobile. Maybe I can figure out how to do that. I don't know that I have the link handy.
I hear you. Good morning, Ralph. Good morning, Dan.
Hey, good morning, Jeff.
Hey,
actually sat down at the desk to get the computer fired up, put the coffee in, and I heard Ralph on the radio, so we gave him a holler. Yeah, I'm not sure if along that path you'd have the adequate bandwidth to accomplish that task on Zoom. Excuse me. I am kind of planning on getting on the Zoom call this morning. I think I got to find my baseball hat. I'm freshly out of bed. I got my mad scientist hair on.
Real good. Good morning, Jeff. And, Dan, I wonder if you could do me a favor and email me the link. That'll be relatively straightforward to pick up on my phone.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I can do that. Yeah, I will. That computer is right in front of me. I will do that right now. But yeah, oh gosh, it's been a busy week. Well, it's been a busy couple weeks with being up here and going to Buffalo and coming back here. Actually, I have to, Tuesday morning, I've got to go to, hop in the vehicle and go to, North Carolina for work for a couple of days, too.
Yeah, good morning, Ralph. Good morning, Dan. So I heard you were mobile, Ralph. That's why I was giving you crap. I figured you'd get on in the mobile. I tend to forget about it, too, but the last couple weeks I remembered, so. Got to get on there and listen to Jim, you know what I'm saying? Keep it up, Sevier.
There was a talk, there was a quote, apparently Mark Twain met Winston Churchill, and they asked afterwards how it went, and Mark Twain said, well, young Churchill had a good talk, and I had a good cigar. I'm by Crooked Lake, north of Petoskey, Jeff. I'm on my way into the Keweenaw for a funeral on Saturday. And I'm trying to catch up with Tom Scoblin, whose wife passed away and moved up there. She bought a 4,000 square foot abandoned commercial building in Calumet. All I can think of is, oh boy, he's got his hands full, but he's handy. It'll be interesting to see what happens with this. But I'm in traffic, and there's your email, Dan. Thanks. Let me see if I can get on the Zoom call. AARK Mobile.
Are mobile, or did you program the frequencies in up there, or no?
This is listed in, this is memory 833, and the 800 group is memories in this radio are Northern Michigan, and it says Sheboygan 01, or Cheva 01, and it's I got it in there, and at one point I put all the available repeater, analog repeater frequencies in the state into this radio. AA8RK.
I knew you were going up that way, figured you'd give it an exercise. UHF, VHF, and DMR, so I didn't know what you had programmed in there. Dan?
Okay, yeah, I'm just getting the their acts together here. Yeah, it'll be a few minutes before I get on the Zoom call. Jeff, I had a very tough time getting into the 7-4 this morning. Last week, or well, I guess the week before now, when Ron came over to visit. I was on the talking to him on the 7-4 for a little bit. He was you know, making it, I was making it in fine, and oh man, today on high power, I can't, just barely get in, so, yeah, it is what it is. I putted around a little last night with the, Ethernet going out to the garage, or not the garage, out to the shed for the, for the nodes here, and, I think I found the problem. It was not what I expected. It was a jumper, but it wasn't an Ethernet jumper. The patch cord to the fiber media converter, one of the strands, you wiggle it a little bit, and down goes the link. So I actually brought a spare patch cord along. So, it's been stable since last night.
But yeah, I noticed it's been up and down quite a bit, so I was wondering. I guess you must have hauled up there after your meet and greet and reach around and big hugs yesterday at Diamond Dale, huh?
Yes, I did. Yeah, we loaded up before we left the house in the morning, and you know, the dogs and the whole nine yards. So the missus hung out while I was in the morning session. They had a non-public Motorola and MPSCS session, which was pretty cool. And you know, with lunch. And yeah, we headed north after that. It was kind of cool, the one photo slideshow they had going on while people were talking. I was in a couple of those pictures from back in the day. It's like, oh my gosh, that was when I had black hair. out in Schaumburg when the entire UP equipment, you know, the microwave and all the RF stuff was staged before it went in up north. That was like 2001, I think. I don't know, but it was kind of cool seeing some of those old pictures. Actually, someone I used to work with at the Northville shop was like, hey, so I saw you in that picture. That was when you had black hair. So, yeah, it was pretty neat.
I'm on the Zoom, but I can't get audio. There's a problem that keeps wanting to play Android Auto, and I'm going to have to reboot my phone, I think. I see the pictures, can't hear any of the audio. And it's stuck on some music I was playing off my phone. The dash won't clear that. It's really annoying. As a boss of mine once said, it's anointing. A-A-8-R-K.
Good. Yeah, I heard the afternoon session was kind of, I don't know, one of them things. Nobody other than you that I know went to the morning session, so that must have been where they served the steak and eggs that cost us big bucks. I wonder, wonder who you were able to chat with, and if Bob Olson was there, Dan.
Okay, and Ralph, I'll be getting them in a couple of minutes here. Yeah, every once in a while, the phone glitches, and you wind up, I'll have weird things like that, and yeah, rebooting it is about the only thing you can do to return it to normal operation. Although it doesn't glitch with that part as much as I'll have weird stuff with the hotspot, and devices will connect, but I'll actually have no data connectivity, and the only way to fix it is to reboot the phone. So, yeah, good luck with that. But no, I did not see Mr. Olson there. I saw Sean, which was, I was surprised. I saw Sean, and he had Phil with him, so that was kind of cool. They were heading in as I was about ready to leave. I did talk to one of the engineers there. He actually approached me about that situation that's going on, and I'm going to call him today because I don't think they fully understand some of the things that that we're working towards. But we'll leave it at that over the air here.
Hey, Ralph. Ralph got her connected. listen to my ear. But, I wouldn't mind being added in on that at some point at the end of... to make the connection, to make the, you know, hey, this is who we are, and the old, give me your business card, if you will, at the Interop conference kind of deal. But, anyways, I hope it works out.
Yeah, I don't really want to say any more about it over the system here. So we'll leave it at that. All right, I'm gonna jump out of here, and I will hop on the Zoom for a little bit here. See ya over there, WTPT.
Your label maker with you, and you think you might be available maybe Saturday by chance or no?
The missus just said, let's see what we get done here. We hadn't planned on making this trip, but since we didn't get stuff completed on the last trip, yeah, this comes first.
Keep it up, here.
Okay,
WKRK.
NACMH Mobile. ACADG, ACADG, NACMH Mobile on the link.
Good morning, Alpha Charlie 8 Tropic Golf.
Mr. Jim, how are things? I'm headed up to your neck of the woods today.
Oh, be very careful. They've got most of Sutton's Bay downtown closed, so be careful there.
Wow! Well, my GPS doesn't say that. Well, thanks for that. I'll go a different way. Can't keep track of where they're starting construction and when they're finishing or where they're actually still doing it.
Yeah, I just heard, where the Secretary of State's office and the depot is, that whole area is. Well, I don't know why.
I hope they're not tearing up the road because the road there was fine.
I heard they were going to redo the shoulders between there and Cherry Bend, but I don't know if that's the reason why.
Between there and Cherry Bend, that's a long way. And they're starting that now? They've got like maybe a couple months left, to finish that.
Yeah, I don't know. This is third hand, and it doesn't make a whole lot of sense because it's only 2 or 3 years ago that they re-concreted most of that roadway.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought. I don't know. That's interesting.
Okay, sir. Well, have fun up here. I was not able to get in. I was trying to talk to Jeff this morning on 86, and boy, I tried 3 different radio systems, and I couldn't get in from here in the north.
Yeah, Joe and I got to schedule a time to sit up there, and with how much I've been working lately, I'm going to try to fit that into the schedule. So, while I'm up at the EOC today, /911, you mind if I snag the Digi there, and I'm going to try to convert it over to Direwolf using the same radio, if that's cool?
Yeah, and you might want to check the two feed lines that we've got coming into the radio room down at the EOC. Sweep them or something and just make sure everything seems okay. It's been a couple of years.
Okay, sounds good. Is there a Ethernet patch into that room, or does that need to be established?
There's nothing in that room, and the IT guys refused to give us a hookup, so we were using the guest Wi-Fi, so not cool.
Okay. Well, then I'm thinking we should move the digi where the repeater is in the 911 room, because there's a router in there that's on 44net that we can use, so... Because if I convert it to Direwolf, I'm going to want to have remote access to it in case something happens. So that way I can, you know, say Direwolf crashes, I can restart it or make any adjustments on the fly.
I'm all for that. I would say leave at least one VHF antenna feed available in the radio room of the EOC.
Yeah, I'll make sure that happens. I think there's a couple extra VHF antennas that are hooked up on, they're not hooked up to anything. They're just sitting there. Polyphasers are empty on the ground bars. I'll figure that out. Whatever antenna is still on, I'll probably do some distance default testing and seeing which one's the highest that's available. So that way, it does a little bit better. I think once the switch to Direwolf is made, you're going to see a pretty big jump in performance on it.
Yeah, we've only got two coax feeds from that ground bar in the radio room of the EOC over to the radio equipment room next door.
Yeah, and I think there's like two or three paperclip antennas that are available on that tower. So I just got to figure out which ones are good to use.
Yeah, and you'll have to ask Matt or Kelly, what's the big controversy of tearing down that brand new cell tower? ACATT, I'll listen out.
Yeah, I was curious about that too. I'll ask him. So, all right, Jim, hopefully we get to some Direwolf up there shortly. So. I'll let you know when I get that happening, and either I'll hand it off to Jeff or I'll go put it in myself. So, all right, I will hold you. 73, NATMH Mobile.
KFA DNS Mobile.